Shadow Rider by Marie-Lene Rogus. The door opened, and a blast of cold air swept into the shop, chilling her further. She turned her head and froze. She had never in her life seen a man more gorgeous or more dangerous. He was tall, broad-shouldered, tough as nails, and totally ripped. His hair was jet black and seemed messy, but artfully so, as if even it refused to disobey him. He wore a three-piece dark charcoal pinstriped suit that had to have been tailor-made in Italy or France and looked to be worth a fortune. His tie was a darker gray to match the thin stripes in his suit and was worn over a lighter shade of charcoal shirt. He wore butter-soft gloves and a long, dark cashmere overcoat. Even the shoes on his feet looked like he'd paid a fortune for them. He made her acutely aware of her shabby clothes. She wasn't the only one who noticed him. The moment he entered, all chatter in the shop ceased completely. No one so much as whispered. No one moved, as if they were all frozen in place. Pietro came to attention. Beside her, Joanna took a deep breath. The atmosphere in the store went from friendly chatter and lighthearted gossip to one of danger. His face was carved in masculine lines and set in stone. He had a strong jaw, covered by a dark shadow. He was easily the most gorgeous man she had ever seen. His eyes were such an intense blue, she almost didn't believe it was his natural color. The blue eyes swept the room, taking in everything and everyone. She knew they did. So did everyone in the room. Just like her, they were all staring at him. The eyes came back to her, settled, narrowed. The impact was physical. Her breath rushed from her lungs. He could see right through her. She had far too many secrets for him to be looking at her and seeing so much. Worse, his gaze drifted over her, taking in the cropped sweater that molded to her breasts and just barely reached her waist. Her jeans rode a little lower than her waist, so she had to resist pulling at the hem of her sweater, although her fingers automatically curled around the hem to do just that. The sweater was one of the few things she owned that was warm. His gaze traveled down her holy jeans to her wet shoes and back up to her face. She wished the earth would open up and swallow her. The tension in the deli went up several more notches. Francisca knew why. Not only was this man gorgeous and dangerous, he was angry. A black wall of intense heat filled the room until no one seemed to be able to breathe. She could actually feel his anger shimmering in the air. The room vibrated with his fury. She found herself trembling and shrinking back under that brilliant blue stare. She didn't understand why he singled her out, but he had. His diamond-hard gaze was fixed on her, not on any of the other customers, just her. She took a deep breath and let it out, tugging self-consciously on the hem of her sweater. When she did, his scowl deepened. "Mr. Ferraro!" Pietro stepped around the corner. Pietro's shoulders were square, his face a mask of concern, his tone respectful. He looked as if he might faint any moment. Everyone did. Francesca didn't understand what was happening, but clearly Joanna was very aware. Her friend trembled and put one hand on Francesca's arm as if to steady herself. They were all afraid of him. Francesca could see why. He looked and felt dangerous. But every single person in the store, afraid of this man? That was a little terrifying. She wished fervently he would stop looking at her. The man, Mr. Ferraro, stepped in her direction. He looked predatory. His gaze didn't waver, not for one moment. If she wasn't mistaken, he didn't blink either. The crowd instantly parted, just like the Red Sea, leaving open a path straight to her. She felt more vulnerable and exposed than ever. She couldn't even ask Joanna who he was and why everyone was afraid of him, or even how they all knew him, or why his anger would be directed at her. Everything in her stilled. Unless he knew. Oh, God, he couldn't know. She had nothing left, nowhere to go. If she didn't get this job, she'd be on the street again. Her face burned under his scrutiny. She knew he saw everything. Her thrift store clothes, her wet shoes, her lack of makeup. His suit easily cost thousands, as did his coat. His gloves probably cost more than her entire outfit, when it had been brand new. What he spent on his watch could probably buy a car. She felt her color rise, and she couldn't stop it. Her gaze lowered, although she felt defiant. Just because he was wealthy, and he was more than wealthy, anyone with eyes could see that. He had no right to judge her. God, but he was good-looking. Italian-American, olive skin, gorgeous blue eyes, and thick black hair that made a woman want to run her fingers through it. No man should be able to look like he did. She tried to look away from him, but something in his steady gaze warned her not to, and she didn't dare defy him. She couldn't imagine anyone crossing him. He didn't exactly walk up to her. He stalked like a great jungle cat emerging from the shadows. Silent, fluid, breathtaking. Poetry in motion, she murmured under her breath. She'd heard the expression, but now she knew what it meant. How the words could come alive with a man moving. He stopped abruptly right in front of her. Had he heard? She felt more color creeping into her face, a deep red. She was mortified to be singled out of the crowd. That was bad enough, but if he'd heard her, "I'm Stefano Ferraro." "You are?" It was a demand, nothing less. She opened her mouth. Nothing came out.